Okay. One second here. Okay. So the first question, so just the general question of the Gemara. The Gemara says someone rents out his house to someone else, and there's chametz in it. Who's chayv in the bedika? So the Gemara tries to bring a raya, seems maybe to try to bring a raya from mezuzah tzala socher. The Gemara rejects that, says it's chovas hadar, and then it comes back and says that we have an answer from a brisa that just says pretty explicitly it's tolan mesiras mafteach. So like a couple things to keep in mind. When is this chiras happening? I would like ask yourself these questions. When is this chiras happening? What are the two tzadei ha'ibaya? What are the two sides of the question? Chamir didei versus brishu zekari. What do those mean? What is the raya from mezuzah? And what is the rejection when it says chovas hadar? And then what's the answer mesiras mafteach? I think those are like, with everything you do, every shita, that's like it'll most of the time speak to one of those, at least a couple of those questions. Okay, first question. It's actually one I don't know as well, so if you guys know this, you can contribute. When was this chiras done according to them? If I'm correct, the Ran says that it's lav, that's lav dafka. It's lav dafka yadalad. It's a tzorech yadalad, so it could even be before. The Rabbeinu David, I think he says it's dafka. I don't know, I was asking Alec this like right before. I did not chazer this. Ha'im Mayri Achar Bittel, yes, they both say it's Achar Bittel, because it'd be before Bittel. They both hold that neither people would be Chayim Midaraisa in this case, because it's one, it's on Rishus of one of this masker, and it's not the Chametz of the Socher. So neither one has what it has the requirements for it to be Chayim Midaraisa. It's only talking about Chayim Midarabanan. Ha'im Chibidikuhu Midator Midarabanan. Just answer that. Mahin Stade HaSafek. So just Bepashtus, what are the two sides? On the one hand, it's in the Rishus of the socher, it's Bershuse Kai, and it's by him, so it's in his area that he's using versus the maskir, it's shalo, it's his actual physical chametz. That, I'll fill that in later, when I actually get to chaz that. The rest should be a little more, behashlama, at least. So, Lefishitas Haran Rabbeinu David, him over Mabal Yara al Chamet Shalo Beinu Shubhishen Bershuse, we kind of addressed this already. Al Chamet Shubhishus or Sheino Shalo. So it's kind of a little bit repetitive. We're saying that Chiyav, we said before that the Chiyav is Midera, they're taught that the Gemara is talking about a case that's Midera Banan. Why are they saying that? Because if it would be Minatora, so then neither of them would be Chayiv. Why? Because of exactly this Chalik, right? We just wrote this question. Chamet Shalo Sheino Bershuse, no, not Chayiv Minatora. L'chora from the Mechilta. Al Chametz Shebershuso She'eno Shalo, then it's also not going to be. It's Chametz, if it's Chametz that says it's Roshus, not his, that's like the Socher. No, he's not Chayim in the Torah. Mi Oud Sover Kamosa Mihem Acholkim Al Shitasam. So we have the Ran and Rabbeinu David and the Tosor Rabbeinu Peretz. So those are the two Shitas. I don't know anyone else who holds similarly. I don't remember. I wrote that in an actual question over here. But the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, Rashi Lechora argues, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz argues and says, no, the masker would be chayiv because it's shalo. It's his actual chametz, and that's why he says it must be talking about a case that's midera banan. So he's one person that argues. Rashi Lechora also argues, and I'll just do that within the next question. Rashi Lechora also argues, because if you remember Rashi, he says, this case is talking about a case that's midera banan. If it'd be midera isa, it'd be pashut who would be chayiv. He's mashma, it'd be pashut who would be chayiv. So we have three mahalchim within Rashi who would be chayiv, but it would not be like the Ran and the Rabbeinu David that neither would be chayiv. So what are the three mahalchim within that? That's question. Gimel, why does Rashi say shemadubar kam kishabital? Because if it would be midera isa, if it would be where he was mevatal, and we're talking about a bedik, then there wouldn't be a shaila. It'd be pashut who would be chayiv, and we'll explain those three mahalchim who would be chayiv. Mahaya din hecha de lo bital. So that's exactly these three mahalchim. So we have the marshal who explains within Rashi, if we're dealing with a chiv midaraisa, if there was no bital, it would be pashut that would be alamaskir, since it's beso. It's in his house. So we noted how the marshal reads Rashi that. Differently than what the Magen Avraham reads, he reads that when Rashi starts talking about the chiluk between Deraisa versus Derabanan, that here we're talking about a case of Derabanan. It's not at all connected to mezuzah, because if it be connected to mezuzah, the previous part of that Rashi, then you look inside and only see what I mean. Then it would have been, and Rashi would be mashma like what the Magen Avraham says, which is the next shita. According to Rashi, if it would be a Deraisa and it would be no bittel here, then it would be pashut, that would be the socher b'chayv, just like we find by mezuzah. The way the Magen Avraham reads Rashi is that it's one whole Arichas and Rashi. Rashi is saying that here it's Derabanan. That's why it's not Pasha like Mezuzah. Since it's Midirabanan here, so then you have a Shiloh who we put the Tircha on, since if it's just a Midirabanan. But if Midiraisa, it'd be like Mezuzah, so it would be Allah Socher. That's how the Magen Avraham read it. How does it make sense? How could the Socher be Chayav Midiraisa? How could be I wrote here in the question, how could he be Mevatel if it's not his? It's really, how could he be Chayav if it's not his, if it's only Bershuso, if he has no ownership stake at all? So he says, we brought the Gra, Zimachai Shalacha, we saw this based off of Dirkan Rashi Hanamad Aleph, that the Jew gives another Jew's chametz, then the second Jew would be Chayav for just having it Bershuso, even if he's not Mekabel Achrayis, just having it a chametz Shal Yisrael in Rishus would be Mechayav you. So the Magen Avraham would be along those lines, not going super in depth in what that would be. Then we brought, I wrote down Rebbe's understanding of Rashi, but I thought it might have been Rav Nachum. I don't remember. I didn't have it written down exactly who was said B'Shem. It might have been Rebbe didn't say it was Rav Nachum, might have been it is Rav Nachum anyways. So it's using the Torah's Chaim to explain Rashi. The two Mahalchim we just said in Rashi are that Rashi, if it would have been Midoraisa, it would have been Pashut either the Socher or the Maskir. It's a little difficult because Rashi and Beis Menalov says, is Mashma, and this is the general Mahalach we said, is that the B'dik Midorabanan is kind of an extension, an extra layer of a Derabanan Bali Rabba Yimatse, that the Rabbanan wanted to be more Machmir about Bali Rabba Yimatse because there may be a potential problem with the Bittel. It's an extra layer of Bali Rabba Yimatse. That's what the B'dik Midorabanan is. So if that's the case, so then if it would have been Pashut, who would be Chayv Midoraisa? So then what's even the Shaila? Oh, now it's Derabanan, who's Chayv? No, if it's Pashut, according to the Marshal, that would have been the Maskir's Chayv Midoraisa. So if it's just an extra layer, if B'dik Midorabanan is just an extra layer, so then of the same Chiyav of Midoraisa, so then it should just be whoever's Chayv Midoraisa. The Maskir, okay, so the Maskir is Chayv Midoraisa. If you see like the Magen Avraham, okay, so the Socher should be Chayv Midorabanan as well. So therefore we fell onto the Torah's Chayv, it says both would be Chayv Midoraisa. That Midoraisa, you don't need both of these factors, like the Rabbeinu David and the Ran said, rather you could just because it's in Bershusa or because it's a Shalom, that would be Mechayiv them. We've shared the Torah's Chaim in the past. I don't know if you want inside. I could also send it to you. I have the actual, I have like a Microsoft Word document with it if you want it. But that's a German Halach. It's something along the lines, if there's a fire, put it out. If there's a Isser Deraisa going on, you should put out. So now that it's just a Chiyuv of Derbanan and Deraisa is covered, it's not as severe, there's not as much severity, it's not as serious, so then it's just going to be put, the Rabbanan are just putting on one person, they wouldn't put it on both people. That's a general Mahalach we said within Rashi. The third Mahalach we said within Rashi. Again, that's why Rashi, we have three Mahalachim, why Rashi says it's Derbanan and it's not Deraisa. If it would be Deraisa, it would be Pashut either Masker, Socher, or both. Question Dalit, Lefi Tosus, Ezo Tzad meets Tadi Hayibaya, Muvan Yoser and Lama. According to Tosus, Tzad is more misaber, is Socher would be Chayv. Tosus Shitasam, you see it in the Vort of Tosus as well, and we'll go within all these next like five questions are all Tosus, so we'll just see it probably come out a little more. Tosus on Daf Bey says that the whole reason for B'dik Midorabanan, which is what we're talking about over here, is Gzer Shem Yovel Ochlo. If it's Gzer Shem Yovel Ochlo, the masker is not there. He's not going to eat the chametz. The only one who's really at risk of this, or at least way more at risk of this, is the Socher. So to move on, it would be the Socher. So then that partially leads into the Tosfos's other, his actual, what he, the way he understands Chamir Yudidea, as we'll get to in a couple questions. Question, hey, Mahi kavanas ein lafarish betosos sha'atam sha'al hamaskir livdok mishim dirakhu yachul levatel. What is the kavana of the ein lafarish in Tosfos? What is the reason that, the Tosfos brought ein lafarish. Ein lafarish is, don't think that Chamir Yudidea, the sad to be Mechayev the Masker is Mishum because he's able to do Bittel. So since he's able to do Bittel, we make him do Bdika. According to Tosa, that doesn't make any sense. Tosa says that there's no connection between the Deraisa and the Rabbanan Bdika. The Deraisa, Chiyuv Bittel, is Bali Rabbali Matze. The Rabbanan Bdika is just about Gzer Shem Yavala Ochlo. So then what would be the connection? Why would you say, you could do Bittel, you could do the Bdika? So we explain that the Tosa's understanding the Ein Lafarish, like, what's the Havamina there to think that is that, no, since that's the foundation of the Takana. But Lamaisa, it's a package deal that nowadays people do the Bidika and the Bittel together. The two go together. So if that's the case, maybe you just jump to say, it's one big thing that the Rabbana want you to really do together. So if you're doing the Bittel, you do the Bidika already. So Tosus say, no, that's the Infarish, and Tosus rejects that. Lama Doch Matosas Aperish Zen, question Vav, is because primarily what Tosos talks about is because of the fact that then why would a Dafka need to be on Yod Dalet, it could even be on Yod Gimel, if the Shal is just, it's his Chametz and he's renting out, so it doesn't matter when that happens. When the Chiyav, it could be that they rented it out, he rented out for 5 months, and when the Shas B'dika comes, it's one person's Chametz and one person's renting out the actual house. It'd be the same Shiloh regardless of timing of the actual transfer of the rent, of the rental property. Whereas Tosos in his other pshat, which is design, Eich Mefarshim Tosos Tzadi Abaya, then addresses that. So what does Tosos say in question? How does he explain it Tzadi Abaya? Chamiri Didei is not what we thought it was. It's that since it's talking about Dafke Yadalad, he gives it after the Zman Chiyav B'dika already starts. So he owned it completely. It was never even rented out to the other person, to the socher, by the time the Chiyav B'dika would be Chal. So the Chiyav B'dika originally was Chal on the Maskir. So Chamir Didei, we'll get to it, we'll find that a little more. Chamir Didei, so do we say that Chiyav already started, and therefore, since he already had a Chiyav B'chal on him, it's not Paka? Or do we say, no, it's Birshusei the socher, it's more Mestaber. In a Chanami, the Chiyav was Chal on the Maskir, but at the end of the day, it's more Mestaber for it to be a Chiyav on the Socher, because the Socher is the one who's at risk of coming to eat it, which is the whole reason for Bedika. So does that have the Koach to break the pre-existing Chiyav that was already Chal on the Maskir or not? Those are the two tzadim. So Matai Nasa Haschiris, Dafka Yadalid, Be'er HaSlashon HaGemara Lefizah. So what Rebbe means with this point is, so then how do you read that into Chamir Didei? We just said a new word in Chamir Didei Lefi Tosos. How does that actually read into the word Chamir Didei? It sounds like it's all about just the Chiyav being Chal. What does that have to, why does that say Chamir Didei? So Chamir Didei is, we refined it a little bit more and said that Chamir Didei is saying the following, that it's not only that it's not only that the Maskir would maybe still be Chayav now because the Chiyav is already Chal on him. It's more than that. It's that the Chiyav was already Chal on him and there still is the attribute that was Mechayiv in the first place, which was that Chamir Didei, that still exists now. So do we say Chamir Didei, that the Chametz is still his, so maybe the Chiyav should hang on and still belong to him and it shouldn't be Paka and transfer over to the Socher? Oh no, or no, no, it's Bershusei the Socher Kai. It's in the Rishus of Socher, the Socher is the one that's at risk for Gzera Shema Yavala Ochlo. So those are the two Tzadi Hibaya with the Lashon of the Gemara of Chamir Didei read into Tosos a little bit better. Lefi Perish HaTosos, how are we doing with timing? 12 minutes, okay, I think we can do this. Lefi Perish HaTosos, Ha'im Ha'ibaya Shel HaGemara, Sheyaches Kam B'mocher Bayis HaChavir Ba'arba'asar. According to Tosos, would this question apply, what we say at the end of the day for Tosos, what I just told you with this new read of Chamir Didei, and refining Tosos a little bit, that's, it's not only about the Chiyav being Chal on him beforehand, it's that it was Chal on him and the attribute which was Mechayiv him still exists. So within that, we came up with this nafkamina of whether or not this question would apply by a mocher. Meaning what? Would this ibayluhu apply? Would we still have the same shaila visit on the masker or socher by a case of where it's a mechira and there's a mocher and a kona? With the same exact timing, everything else the same except that the transaction is a mechira. So we said that within the original understanding of Tosos, without teaching it within Chamir Didei, before we got to that, before we said the Chamir Didei is still here, before we got to that, it seems like pashtus read of Tosos, just that what the Chiyav was already Chal on him, is it Paka or is it not Paka once the Socher comes into the picture? So within that, so the same question would apply by Mechira. You'd still have the Bailuhu by a case of Mechira. The Chiyav was Chal on the Mocher before he sold it, then he sold it after Chiyav was Chal on him, and now there's a Kona in that might be Chai because he's the one that's actually there. So do we say that the original Chiyav is strong enough to stay? Or do we say, no, the Kona coming into the picture, who's going to live there, and he's at risk of eating it, that's going to be Paka, the Chiyav of the Mocher. But now that we refine, so the question would still apply, there would be no difference. Now that we refine, Tosos said, no, part of it is that the Chametz is still, Chamir Didei, that the Chametz is still his, and it's still, and that's the attribute that was Mechayiv him in the first place, so then this wouldn't be a question all by the case of Mechira. Part, just a detail that some people are asking me about, meaning in case of Mechira, we're assuming everything in the house is sold, like the Chametz is not his anymore. So if the Chametz is not his anymore in this case of Mechira, so of course there would be Paka and that the Kohenah who's living there and at risk of being the Chametz would become Chayiv. The Mocher's original Chiyav isn't strong enough to hold its own in that case. It's only when he still has the same ownership of it and it still has that attribute which is Mechayiv in the first place, that's when it will be Mechayiv. There's a question, maybe the original owner is still Chayiv. So I guess it's a shorthanded no. At the end of the day, it's not shayach. But the Bailu would not be shayach by the case of Amulchar Bais Lechaver Lefitosis at the end of the day. Question Tess. What's the attempted raya from mezuzah that it's on the socher? So we'll say within Rashi, within the Ein Lefarsh and Tosos, because that's what Rebbe says. What's the connection between b'digas chametzchi and mezuzah? Rashi, and within Rashi and the Ein Lefarsh, I'll just say pretty bepashtus, it's a vort that's out of left field. We see there's not such an inherent connection. It's just this is a chov ha'chiyuv on the bias. So too is a chiyuv mezuzah, it's all a bias. So therefore, you see it's on socher there, it's on the socher here as well. Okay, fine. That's basically what it is within Rashi and the Ein Lefarsh. Within Tosfos, it's a little bit more complicated than that. And it's more connected. It's a little more shachim. It's a bit of a better attempted raya for mezuzah. That being, just like by mezuzah, we'd think, at least in the Havamina of the Gemara's Raya, that the owner, original owner of the house, before he rented out to the socher, he had a chiyuv mezuzah. He didn't do it, so the chiyuv was already chal on him. Now he gives it over to the socher, and the socher would have a chiyuv because he's living there. We still say that the chiyuv of the socher is paka, the chiyuv that originally existed on the maskir. That's the attempted raya. So that's that question already, basically. Be'er is dechiyas ha-gemara. So what's the dechiyah to that? So again, within what we just said, Rashi, Ein Lefarish, that's just a random out of left field shot, not such an inherent connection. For Tosfos, it's more of a direct connection. So then Rashi and the Ein Lefarish, you'd say that the rejection is, no, there the words Chuvas Hadar are explaining, there's a specific reason why the Socher is Chayiv. The Chuvas Hadar is explaining, within Rashi and the Ein Lefarish, why is the Socher Chayiv over there that wouldn't apply here? The Socher is Chayiv over there uniquely because there's a unique din there of Chuvas Hadar. Here, we don't necessarily have that, so who knows? Maybe the Socher will be, maybe the Socher won't be Chayiv, maybe it will be the Maskir. Within Tosfos, it's a little different. The attempted Raya was mezuzah, just like over there, you have a chiyuv that was ready that started on this masker already. Is it paka because of the new because of the socher who now comes in and maybe he's a little more chayiv himself? Should that be paka the chiyuv of the masker? So then the Gemara's response, dechia, is not explaining why the socher is chayiv by mezuzah. It's explaining why the masker was never. It's not a comparable case because the masker there was never chayiv. The masker was never chayiv over there. It's not a comparable case where the chiyuv started on the masker over there. There's no original pre-existing chiyuv on the masker because it's a chuvas hadar. The masker is just his owner of this house. He has like an Airbnb. He never uses it. Never lives there. He just rents it out. He never had a chiyuv in the first place. So that's why it's pasha. The chiyuv will be chal on the socher once he comes in. No one was ever chayiv before. There's no other chiyuv to be paka. So for Tosos, chuvas hadar is explaining why is the maskir, by the case of mezuzah, why was the maskir never chayiv? It's not explaining why the socher is uniquely chayiv. It's more speaking to why it's not comparable because the maskir was never chayiv there. That's pretty explicit within the words of Tosfos. Okay, that is question. That was question Yud. Be'er, question Yud Aleph. Be'er es maskanas ha-gamar sha-kol taloi b'shas mesiras ha-mafteach. So what's his question? What's the Maskanas HaGemara at the end that everything's Taloi B'Shas Mesiras Mafteach? So how does Rashi explain? How does Tosfos explain? So just the Gemara. It says, if you gave the keys by the 14th, before the 14th started, which is the Shas Chiyuv HaBedika, if you gave it before, the Socher's Chayiv. If you didn't give it before, exactly when before, like what does that mean? If you didn't give it before one at night or the next morning, regardless, we won't get into that. I don't think you need that for the question here. If you didn't get that, if you didn't give it before, if you give it after the first hour, 2 hours, 3 hours at night, the maskir would be chayiv. So according to Rashi, that answer is, sorry, just wait a second, give me, according to Rashi, the answer is that the socher is chayiv. Meaning for Rashi, sorry, I don't know if there's explained, it's really also within the Ran. If you don't say like Tosfos, and you say that the Zman Schiris is Lavda, we could be talking about Yod Gimel here, we could be talking about Yod Beis. It's not Dafka, like Tosfos saying that. We're talking about a case where it's Dafka Yod Dalet, and the question is the Chiyuv of the Masker, which already started, Paka. If it's just, it's any time. You gave it Yod Beis, you give it Yod Aleph, you give it a month before. So according to that, the answer is, if you rented it out to the Socher, by the 14th, if you rented it out and gave him the keys, by the 14th, Litzorech Yod Dalet, even Yod Gimel, so then he'd be chayiv. the socher would be chayiv. It's more so being mechayiv. The answer is more so within tzad that the socher would be chayiv. If it was rented out to him on time, he has the chiyuv. It doesn't matter the chamira didei. It doesn't matter if the chametz belongs to the masker. The socher has, if the schiras was chal, if he has, Rashi explains that it's a schiras, the kinyan schiras is through the mesiras mevteach. If the schiras happened by the 14th, meaning he has the rent, he has acquired the rental property, the renting exists already on the 14th, so then the socher is chayiv. According to Tosos, it's a little bit different, again, because Tosos has a whole different vort in the timing and everything. Tosos, the question for Tosos was, what is this, the chiyuv was already chal on the masker, because we're talking about dafka on the 14th. So, is that chiyuv of the masker paka legabe the chiyuv of the socher, because he's the one really at risk of coming to eat it? So here it's answering, if the masker only gave it after the 14th already started, meaning if the chiyuv, which is what our question is, after the chiyuv was already chal, he's going to be the one that's chayiv, because when the Shas Bedika starts, the socher should be chayiv, but he doesn't have the key, so he's not able to get him. Tosos explains, it's very much, Mesiras Mavtech is a practical point. It's not, Rashi explains that it's a kinyan schiris, that it's, the Mesiras Mavtech is a kinyan schiris. Tosos has two questions on that from Gemara and Baba Kama. It's mashma that it's not like that. So, it's mashma that it's just like a way of conveying that you're giving. So Tosos says it's just a practical thing. The socher cannot be chayiv if he doesn't have access to the house. So if he doesn't have access to the house, the chiyuv is chal on the masker, and the chiyuv is not paka of the masker, even when the socher gets the keys later on. So it's actually answering, for Tosos, the answer of the Gemara is basically, in the case you asked about the Bailu, it's actually, the masker would be chayiv, the chiyuv is not paka. It's just that if you gave the keys before, then it was never chal, it's not even, it's the same question, and it's a case where the chiyuv was never chal on the masker. So if you gave the keys before, and the socher has access, the chiyuv was never chal on the masker, the socher becomes chayiv because he's the one at risk. But if the transfer of keys happened after, the chiyuv is chal on the masker, it stays there, it's not paka. That's the answer to the question, it's not paka. Again, Rashi, just Eich Mefarish Rashi, it's a kinyan schiras. According to Tosos, Tosos asked on this, sorry, I didn't do the question exactly. Keseder, Ma'amak Shem Tosos, Gemara Baba Kama says, there are two Gemaras to keep in mind, two lines, separate lines of Gemara. There's one that says that, just like by Kinyanim, like by Mechira, Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka are the things that are Makne, or Niknes, the piece of karka, so too by Schiras. So it sounds like Dafka, those three things, that's what Tosos asking. What do you not see there? Siris Mavteach. Maybe Mesiras Mevteach is Chazaka. It's not, because you see in the Gemara, it also says Mesiras Mevteach is like Lechazek Uknei. If you don't know what that is, Lechazek Uknei is when you're letting someone get a Kenyan Chazaka on your land, you're telling them, live in my, I think we'll do perfect with this. When you tell a person, come live my land, it'll, and to acquire it vis-a-vis Chazaka, not through money, not through Shtar, so you need to give them like explicit consent and say, you know, lechazik uknei, go and be machzik with it, or else it doesn't work. So that's what the Gemara sounds like is saying. Mesiras Mevteach is what Mesiras Mevteach works as. It does not work as kinyan schiras like Rashi says. Okay, so he explains that rather it's just a practical thing, like I mentioned before. The socher cannot be chayv unless he has the actual keys. We spoke about Tosos adds at the end that he needs to. It's not just about having the keys access; it's having access and wanting to be machzik later on. The Ron actually sounded a little bit different than that, that you don't need to have necessarily a desire. It could be like either or, if I remember correctly. I don't know if I did that exactly. You don't need the desire to be machzik. As long as you have access, you'll be chayiv. The next question, Eich Mefarish Matosos had the Tolei Chiyuv Bedika B'Mesiras Mevteach. Haim Mahani Kodem Sha'asa Kinyan HaSchiras. So Tosos again says it's a practical point. It doesn't work. It does do something before the Kinyan Schiras happens. It gives someone access, practical access to be able to do Bdika. He's the one that really needs to do it. So if he has the keys before, even if he wasn't Machzik Bo and didn't have the Kinyan, it would work to be Mechayiv him if the Masker gave him the keys before Yadalid. So yes, at the end it says, Ha'im Mahani Kodim Shasa Kinyan Schiras. Yeah, I guess yes, it does work to be Mechayiv the Socher even before the Kinyan Schiras is done, even though it's not a Kinyan in of itself. Yud Gimel, I think, if we have time for the rush, we'll do it probably not, because we're at 24 minutes, actually. So I overrated how well I was doing with timing. Beres Adin Shemesiris Mavteach Lefishar Rishonim. The Karmen Asalim defends Rashi. He says you can read the Gemara differently. It's not. The Gemara is not saying that The Gemara is not saying that Dafka, these three kinyanim would work by mechira and so too by schiras. It's saying just like they work by kinyan by mechira, they also work by schiras as long as with as well with other things. And that where is it only tantamount to lechazik uknayan? It's not actual chazaka. That's by mechira because there's a greater by mechira. You need a greater sign of gemira's das, of giving something over in order to enact it because there's more that's going on. You're transferring real ownership of like the land. And like all the property there and all the stuff, opposed to schiras, you're just letting the guy use it. You don't need as much of a sign to enact the kinyan. So that's why mesiras mavtech would work maybe by schiras, but by mechira it wouldn't. That's what the Gemara is talking about when it says it's only lechazik uknei. I'm just reading someone else filled in here, so I'm just going to read the other things. I'm not 100% sure, but I didn't look at this inside, so I can't tell you exactly that this is 100% true, but somewhere over here, the Rashbam says, really giving the keys is good enough kinyan, even for Mechira, but the Gemara in Bava Kama is where it only lists the three Kinyanim, must be dealing with the case of Nechse Hanachri. I don't know this, honestly. I'm not going to go into it. I just know the Karban Asanel. Fine. So I'll just do your Dalid, and I'll try to brush up the notes maybe on your Gimel. If you're the one who filled it out, I'm not saying it's not good. I just need to see it myself. So question your Dalid. This is kind of for the next sugya, but it's playing into this sugya a little bit. The Rush says something interesting. He basically, I'll just, in shorthand, next sugya, he says the socher could be mevatel. He says the socher could be mevatel. The question is, how could the socher be mevatel in such a case? And two, if the socher could be mevatel, if we're going to basically we come to saying that it really has to be the socher's. You can't say just the Magen Avraham or the Gra to explain why the Rush says you could be mevatel. The Gra and the Magen Avraham said that the socher could be over Bali Rab Ali Matze, but not that he could be Mevatel. Mevatel implies that you have actual ownership. They never said that you own it. You could just be over Bali Rab Ali Matze for having something in your Rishus, but not for are you the owner of it? No, Lechora, that's what you need for Bittel, especially if you say it's Mitaras Hefker. You can't be Mafkir something that's not yours. So what do we say for the Rush? Lechora, we said that the Maskir is being Mafkir the Chametz when he rents it out, according to the Rush, and then the socher is Zocher in it when he comes and gets the property. So if that's the case, that's why the socher could be mevatel chametz of the maskir. It's not really even the maskir, anyways. So then the question is, if that's the case, what is the tzad of chamira didei? Versus what's really the question was more so. Rabbi was saying, what's bershusei kai? And this is it gets a little tricky here. What's the tzad of bershusei kai to be mechayev the socher? It's not only bershusei kai; it's also chamira didei. It's also his. What are these two? Why is it saying chamira like bershusei kai? That's like what would be mechayev. It's his chametz. He was zochen it. So something along the lines, and we'll just end with this as quickly as possible. It was something along the lines of, if you have a chiyuv bittel, if you have chametz that's yours, and you are mevatel it, you still have a chiyuv midorabanan to be mevar the chametz. It's yeah, sure. You have all this chametz in the middle of your kitchen. You're mevatel, great. There's no iser deraisa, but you still have a chiyuv to be mevar it, right? Chiyuv midorabanan. So. What does that show you? That something leaving your rishus vis-a-vis bittel, aka or hefker, or one of the like, something leaving your technical rishus is not mafkia, your chiyuv to be mevar and physically destroy chametz, which is what we're talking about over here. We're talking about b'dikim midrabanan here. Your b'dikim midrabanan even applies if you don't have technical, even if something was in your rishus and you got rid of it, you still have a chiyuv b'dika bir midrabanan. So if that's the case, if we're, let's say the Rush would hold like Tosfos, that in terms of Chamira Didei, that we're talking about where he rented it out on the 14th, and it originally, the Chiyav was Chal on the Masker beforehand, because it was his. So even if, if that's the case we're talking about, where it was the Masker's, and he owned it, and the Chiyav was his, and that already started, the Chiyav was Chal, even if he then gave it over to the Socher, the house, and through that was Mafgir the Chametz, and then the socher would be zocher in it, that wouldn't be mafkia the chiyav from the maskir, like we just said. That wouldn't be mafkia the chiyav bedika midrabanan of the maskir. So if that's the case, it doesn't help to say, oh, the chametz is of the socher also. Because it doesn't, like we just said, getting rid of chametz out of your rishus to solve the deraisa problem does not, by doing bittel or hefker or whatever, does not get rid of the chiyuv bidika midarabanan, the chiyuv bir midarabanan to physically get rid of it. So even if it does belong to the socher here, legabe our question, where the chiyuv was already chal on the maskir, and then the question is, does the socher come, is he paka that?
The fact that it technically is not owned by the Masker anymore at the end of the day, and it's owned by the Socher, that wouldn't change anything legabi, the Chiyuv Bedika midurabanan. I don't know if that's clear. If you want me to talk to you about that, I could talk that out more with you. I just think we should end this here so it's within a reasonable amount of time. It's literally 30 minutes on that. Shkoyach, everyone. Hope that was helpful.